The Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph brings down a pasuk in Yeshayah, which refers to a tzi adir, lo yavirenu, some huge ship, which is not able to pass through a narrow river. What is this huge ship referring to? So the Gemara says that it's referring to, what would they use this boat for? So the Gemara says that one of the 10 types of arazim that were mentioned is almagin, an almag, which is a type of vegetation that grows at the bottom of the ocean. And the way they would harvest it was by taking this ship. And they would have this huge ship, they would fill it with a tremendous amount of sand until the ship would sort of, the bottom of the ship would sink to the bottom of the ocean. And then they would, diver would dive down and he would take ropes and he would tie the bottom of the ship to these almogim trees that grow at the bottom of the ocean. And then they would slowly take the sand out of the ship. As they would take the sand out of the ship would rise and get higher and higher and higher. And that force of the ship rising in the water by losing the sand would allow the ropes to pull out these almagim. It would uproot the almagim. Very difficult to uproot them, but that force of the ship would uproot the almagim. That way they would have the almagim, and they would sell these almagim for a lot of money. It was worth a lot of money. That's the Maisa the Gemara brings down. This is the tzi adir, this big ship. Now, what is this Gemara really teaching us? That Menezer says that this Gemara, this whole story with the ship, is a remez to a very chashuv inyan in avodas Hashem. He says a lot of times a person spends most of his day dealing with things that are deep down, that are low, that are very gashmisdik, that seem to be very far from ruchnias, very far from our tachas in life, which is being Eved Hashem. He's reish of aruba shaku and things that are deep down, that are deep down in the ocean. But he says when a person, his focus is on Avedis Hashem, when his focus is to use it off Avedis Hashem, and then he has his packets of Ruchnias, his Torah, his Tefillah, his other Inyanim, when that's the Iker in his life, then when he focuses on those Inyanim of Aliyah, that's able to elevate all the other Inyanim that he does as well. Everything that he does, no matter how low it is, becomes elevated and is Niskadish and becomes part of his Avedis Hashem as well. And he says that's this Mashal of the Sfina. The Sfina is deep down. That represents the Chelik of the Avedis Adam, which is deep down, which is very Megushim Dik. But then when you start bringing it up, when you bring the Sfina up, it elevates everything with it. It brings down the lowest thing possible and brings it up, L'mayla, up to the surface. And that's also Niskadish Kedish Kedashim and ends up being sold for very expensive. It itself becomes a Davar Chashiv, because when it becomes part of your focus and you're part of your Avedis Hashem, then everything is Niskadish, everything else you do. And the idea is that when a person is focuses on Dvarim Shalomayla's focus is on Avedis Hashem and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even the things that are deep down, things that are very low, are Niskadish and get dragged up with it, and they're also Niskadish and become Kedish Kedashim as part of his Avedis Hashem.